Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Well, hello everyone from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. Happy holidays to our listeners around the world as we celebrate Christmas tonight. And we're going to have a fantastic show with our favorite funky singer Laura Cheadle and her Christmas music. It's going to be a great, a big party tonight, everyone. So we hope you enjoy tonight's show and have a nice beverage there by your listening ears, because we're going to have fun. As always, handling the technical responsibilities, our studio producer Melissa Hovey and our technical engineer Wayne Larson. In charge of all the music you'll hear tonight, Jim Johnson, and from the massive Wild World News Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, the honorable, distinguished, and we have no idea if he's sober, Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Well, good evening, Mr. Batson. Of Christmas course, party. I'm always sober for our show.
Of course you are. Well, it's a Christmas party time.
It is a Christmas party. As soon as the show's over, it's on.
The party's already begun. So how's everything in Indianapolis?
Well, pretty good here. It's about 42 degrees, a slight rain falling. But other than that, it's a really nice evening.
You know, last year, I heard this on the television, that we had received in this area in western and central Indiana about 16 inches of snow, and we haven't even had an inch of snow this December.
I know, and I'm pretty excited about that, too.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. And, of course, I've mentioned this before, but as always this year, we are ready and prepared in case Santa Claus decides to make this one of his stops with his reindeer. We have here at the compound, we have a long enough area that they can properly land those reindeer. And then we have Timothy Hay and Oates for them. So,
is your daughter excited about Christmas coming up?
Oh, yeah, she's very, very excited. Elizabeth, our baby olive baboon, as always, we'll have a gift opening. We won't have a gift wrapping session with her because that would be futile, but we'll have a gift opening Christmas Day, and that's always quite exciting as she opens her gifts and flails them through the air. So we have that to look forward to.
I wish I could be there.
Oh, yeah. The following portion of Larry Batson's Wild World is brought to you by Alphabet Swamp, the new children's book by Cheryl and Larry Batson. Order your autographed copy today at www.LarryTheAnimalGuy.com or send check or money order for $10 per copy to, get your pencil, WES 4140 North, 600 West, Greencastle, Indiana, 46135. Shipping and handling is included.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
This is Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News for December 22nd. Now, all you ever needed was love. We're starting out in Hayesville, North Carolina. A male and female whooping crane, some of the world's rarest birds, are spending their winter in western North Carolina for the first time on record. Now, they're part of an eastern North American flock that saw baby chicks raised in captivity. They had to relearn their migration routes by following ultralight aircraft. You know the story. It could be a movie.
I think it was.
Now, biologists expect the pair to mate once they fly north in the spring. So, all you ever needed was love and an ultralight.
So, they're going to hang out in North Carolina this winter? Is that the plan?
Yep.
Well, North Carolina is a nice place. That's where my wife is from.
That is a great place. I didn't realize that.
Well, her parents were from, well, I should say her parents were. But yeah, well, she's We've always enjoyed going back to North Carolina. Nice place.
There's
lots of listeners
place.
There, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, kids one, or seals one, kids none, San Diego, California. Authorities are roping off all but 3 feet of access to La Jolla Beach area called the Children's Pool. They're roping off all but 3 feet. Yes. Now, this is to give the harbor seals an area to give birth.
They should.
Pupping season begins and lasts through May 15th. So several months, the cows will be pupping on in the children's pool area. Now, California Coastal Commission is reviewing a request to rope off the beach permanently.
Well, you know, they should have a little privacy.
I agree.
But what a great experience for the children, too.
Yeah,
what
I know.
Hey.
Yeah, so.
Well,
all right.
Keep us up to date on that one, Doctor.
Our next story, we're on the trail of a snail. Miami, Florida. Now, agriculture officials say they've captured more than 33,000 giant African land snails since the invasive species was discovered in Miami-Dade County in September.
Wow.
That's a lot of snails.
What did they do with all those caught snails?
Well, they probably ended up as someone's dinner.
Oh,
but
my.
Officials said this Tuesday that they were collected after the homeowners there called the Florida Department of Agriculture Division of Plant Industries Hotline.
Yeah.
So this is more about the plants than it is about, the fish and game part of it.
So the homeowners would not collect the snails, but they wanted the government to do that.
Yes.
Boy, what a bunch of listers.
Yeah, well, they're pretty hard to catch,
Oh, yeah, they'd be hard to catch, and they might bite.
That's right, yeah. Get a severe bite. All right, here we got some good news and bad news thing.
Uh-oh.
Change, stay the same. Change, stay the same. Wolves dropped from the endangered list.
Oh.
Now, more than 4,000 gray wolves in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin have recovered from the brink of extermination and will be dropped off the endangered species list, which, as you know, means that that removes the legal shield, making it a crime to shoot them, right?
Well, the true rednecks will shoot them regardless, But, yeah, that's not right. They'll be put right back on it.
Right.
People will, they'll kill them because they don't. People are afraid of things they do not know anything about. And one thing they don't know about are wolves.
Yeah, well, they better get used to them because since being declared endangered in 1974, the population has grown to about 6,200 animals in 10 states outside of Alaska. So you have new neighbors.
Yeah, well, we love the wolves. People, they don't have a clue.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, get a clue.
Get one.
All
get
right,
one for Christmas.
Roll up your pant legs and get a bucket. Olympia,
uh-oh.
Washington, the last razor clam dig of the year will be held tonight, this evening, and Friday evenings on four beaches there.
Oh, let's go.
The Fish and Wildlife Department approved the digs at Long Beach, Twin Harbors, Capellas Beach, and Mokrox beaches there.
Mm.
So tonight and tomorrow night, that's it. Now, it seems to me like Fred Flintstone shaved with a razor clam, didn't he?
Well, it seems so. I would have to check.
All right, we're heading off to the land of Dorothy and Dr. Henry Day.
Kansas.
That's right. 8 snowy owls have been documented this winter in the state.
They're what now? I'm sorry.
8 snowy owls have been documented in the state this winter.
In Kansas.
Ooh. Now, the norm is 1 or 2 sightings. But Mark Robbins at the University of the Kansas Biodiversity Institute says that the owls are likely part of a movement out of the Arctic, which happens every few years, because he says the rodents the owls feed on go through up and down cycles in their production. So when the food gets scarce, they go to Kansas.
Oh, that's That makes sense. I and you know what? I bet that all it revolves around are droughts.
Yep.
Because you think of field mice and so forth, and there's droughts, there's not as many crops for them to eat. And as they've proven scientifically, that the less food they have to eat, the smaller litters they will have. So, but that's what that's all about.
Yep.
Then again, I could be completely wrong.
All right, well, let's head off to Five Rivers, Oregon. To help restore coho salmon in the Benton County, fish biologists are turning to the fish's bushy-tailed ally, the beavers.
Ooh.
Yes, beaver ponds are critical for some species of salmon. The beaver-made ponds are nutrient-rich and from the falling leaves and the rotting woods.
Mm-hmm.
So to bring back beavers to Benton County, Oregon State University and the governmental agencies are examining relocation efforts, as well as introducing beaver-friendly foliage.
There's lots of people that would love to send them their beavers.
That's right.
However, put that. But yeah.
Well, you remember back in the 70s, save a tree.
Yeah.
All right. Now, in the next few days, if you see a reindeer with a Band-Aid on its antlers, here's why. Norton, Ohio. No one spotted Santa Claus, but some drivers encountered a reindeer on State Route 21.
Oh.
It walked down the middle of lanes after falling off the back of a livestock truck.
Oh, my.
Now, this happened on Sunday morning. Now, Norton police officer Kevin Starling grabbed its harness and pulled it out of traffic. Starling said the reindeer, which was eventually returned to its owner, suffered a little road rash and a broken antler.
But they saved the reindeer. Oh, I bet there was children actually crying.
I think that maybe they should have cited the owner for not having the proper vehicle to transport the reindeer.
Well, yeah. You're right, Dr. Day. Absolutely. You've hit the nail right on the head.
All right. Well, this is for our young listeners. Colorado okay. Springs, Colorado, God's country.
Mm.
Well, you want to keep track of Santa Claus this Christmas?
Sure.
There's an app for that. NORAD, the military organization responsible for the aerospace and maritime defense of the United States and Canada, is counting down the days to Santa's takeoff with the official NORAD Santa Tracks app.
Oh.
So, now until takeoff, the app is offering games such as Elf Toss throughout the month of December.
So when Santa Claus, if they happen to land here at the animal compound, the entire world will know where we're at. Dr. Day?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, well.
Well, it depends on the weather. If they get a lot of snow up in the northern part of the U.S., then he'll be heading down this. He'll take a different route, which means he'll be landing here. So that happened 3 years ago, by the way.
Well, did it seem like today just kind of flew by?
Yeah, because it was the shortest day of the entire year.
That's right. Last night at 12:30 a.m., the astronomical start of winter began, better known as the winter solstice. Now, the solstice marks the northern hemisphere's shortest day of the year in terms of daylight. For instance, here in Indianapolis today, we only had 9 hours and 21 minutes of daylight.
Oh, I thought it seemed shorter today.
It just flew by.
Yeah, yesterday seemed a little longer.
I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and that's the Wild World News for December 22nd.
Well, as always, a fantastic job done by Dr. Henry Day and his staff there at the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana, which so happens is the home of the Super Bowl this year. We want to tell everyone to check out my website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com, and our brand-new Facebook page, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends, filled with photos and information about our animal family. Also, RadioMom.fm, and the home of the Radio Mom Shop, where you can save 50, 60, 70% on vacations, restaurants, and a variety of other goods and services. Great place to go Christmas shopping. And why not listen to my show, The 70s on Sunday, 12 to 7 each Sunday, at RadioMom.fm. Also, McGregor Mountain Lodge. Oh, it would be fantastic to be in Estes Park this time of the year. The place looks like a little Christmas-decorated Swiss village. It's fantastic. It's on the boundaries of Rocky Mountain National Park. We call it God's Country. Go to their website, info@McGregorMountainLodge.com. Those are a few of our underwriters that make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
The whirlwind bells of holly, fa la 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 la, fa la la la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la, fa la la la. Don we now all gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient yuletide carol, fa la 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 la, fa la.
Everybody from all the way in New Jersey. She joins us from her mansion there. We had a chance to hear a little Papa Cheadle in that recording. Merry Christmas, Laura.
Merry Christmas, Larry.
So, have you finished your Christmas shopping for this year?
Yes, I did, and it's freaky because I usually do it Christmas Eve, but this year I was way too prepared. I don't know why. I got into the spirit a lot this year.
Well, it could be the success of your career. That helps a lot of times.
Could be.
Yeah, it could be. Then again, you may have decided that this year was... I have not gotten into the Christmas spirit. My poor wife has done everything. She's baked the cookies. She's made the fudge. She's made the... She decorates the house. I say, yeah,
wow.
That looks real nice. Yeah, I like that wreath there.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So do you decorate your abode there in New Jersey?
Yes. My apartment has Christmas lights all over the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Christmas tree. It's about 5 feet tall.
Whoa.
It has way too many presents under there that fit in here. But, yeah, a lot of decoration going on.
So where do you guys celebrate Christmas at? Is there more than one location?
Yeah, I do it at my apartment, and then I go, I do a little bit here, they'll come here, and then I go to my parents, of course, on Christmas.
Sure.
And I still act like I'm 5 years old and peek and do the whole thing. It's really fun.
Do you remember your favorite Christmas gift ever?
Yes. I was 5 or 6, and I was the only kid. It's actually a picture of it. Remember the life-size, like, Barbie cars you could drive in?
Oh, yeah.
I was one of the first. I think I was the only girl in my whole school that got one, I think. Pretty sure. I still have it because I'm crazy. And I have a picture of it on my Facebook page, actually.
You know,
I would ride it right now if I could.
You know, that's probably worth quite a bit of money now.
Oh, yeah. And it's in perfect condition because I never broke anything.
I'll bet. Wow. We're talking to Laura Cheadle tonight. She's got a brand new Christmas CD. This is kind of a Christmas party. Dr. Day, are you there?
Yep.
You know, we were discussing this earlier, so we might as well tell the entire world that Dr. Henry Day has a pretty extensive crush on Laura Cheadle. She's been on the show twice, and he's just not himself days after her appearances on Larry Batson's Wild World.
I listened to Change yesterday, and I'm just amazed. Every time I hear it, I hear something new.
You know, that's a darn good album.
Thank you.
I have to say that stays in my truck all the time as well. I play it quite a bit. And tonight we're going to be listening to some of the wonderful. And was that not Papa Cheadle playing the keyboards on that last track?
Of course. Papa Cheadle did every single instrument on this Christmas album is all him. Every instrument. He did the entire album. I'm just doing the vocals.
Was this his idea?
Yeah.
Did he
it was both of our ideas. I said, let's do a Christmas album. And he's like, okay. And he's done many. He has his own Christmas album. And he said, let's do it. So we just went and did it.
Well, I think that's a wonderful idea. What a great thing. And we want to hear more of it. Here's more from Laura Cheadle's brand new Christmas album. We're going to tell you how you can still order that album Laura right here on Larry Batson's Wild World.
Every year for Christmas, I try to blow your mind. I spend my whole day hoping to find the perfect sign. This year nothing came to me, nothing seemed to fit. Baby, that it hit me, what would be the perfect gift? I'm giving you me for Christmas. I'm wrapped up under the tree. I'm giving you me for Christmas. Baby, come and unwrap me. I guess, and I know you like me in my brand new Christmas dress. But this year, my baby, you go and do enjoy what I'm about to lay on you. Is better than any toy. Giving you me for Christmas, I'm wrapped up under the tree. Me for Christmas, baby, come and unwrap me.
The rather sultry holiday sounds of Laura Cheadle. Gosh, Dr. Day will be in a coma after hearing that.
I know.
That is that's quite a number there, Laura.
That is an original Christmas song, as you may have guessed.
Oh, I had
giving
no,
you me for Christmas.
I had no idea that was an original song. I thought I'd surely heard that on the Bing Crosby White Christmas.
Let's hope there is a Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, so do you remember the worst gift you've ever gotten for Christmas? We forget those.
I don't know. I'm the only girl and the youngest, so I was always spoiled, and I still am. So I don't think I really got any bad gifts. And I like socks.
You like socks?
When I get them. I love when I get socks, of course.
Unusual type socks?
I love the ones with the little feeties in the bottom so you don't slip and they're all fuzzy.
Oh,
I love those.
I think Dr. Day has a pair of those.
I do. They're my moccasins.
He's wearing them right now.
I remember.
And fur pajamas.
I remember the worst gift I ever got from Christmas. It was from my aunt, who's now gone on, but she bought me this shirt that did not have a button-down collar. And in those days, that was so uncool. And my mother and my dad said, "Why don't you wear that shirt that you got for Christmas?" And finally, one day, I wore it to school, and it was my day in hell. It was like the worst. My Lord, I still remember that. It shows you how bad it gets. What's your worst gift you've ever gotten, Dr. Day?
Well, I was thinking, I grew up with two other brothers.
Oh, my.
And I had an aunt and uncle that had spent some time in Pakistan. Mm. He worked for Eli Lilly, and he was stationed there. Well, they came home for Christmas one year and brought us these fur Pakistan hats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid that was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
I can't even imagine. Gosh. We're celebrating, as we've promoted it all week, a Laura Cheadle Christmas show tonight, as we're listening to the wonderful new holiday tunes from Laura Cheadle and her brand new CD, which I assume they can order on your website, Laura?
They sure can, lauracheadle.com.
Well, that's what I thought it was, but I did not want to make a mistake. LauraCheadle.com, brand new. Plus,
yep,
all of her previous CDs, her live CD, which is,
yes,
amazing. The CD that Dr. Day hovers over changes. And they're just amazing, I mean. So what's coming up on your calendar that we can look forward to?
Well, I'll be doing a lot of touring this year. I'm very excited. They're being added now, so you never know. Dr. Dan may be coming to where you are.
Oh, Lord,
keep
have
checking
that.
Back.
Oh, God help us.
I have a lot of that. They're going to be added very soon. Right now, I have some New York dates and some Pennsylvania, New Jersey, but we'll be doing a lot of extensive touring, international too. So stay tuned.
Well, that's going to be very cool. And I understand that you are going to make that trip that you had to cancel back to, you were going to Egypt.
Yeah.
Is that still going to happen?
Still don't know when. Still don't know. There's craziness going on over there. So
that's what I thought.
Waiting out.
I thought.
Yeah. So.
Using a large word like doc, it was rather tumultuous. That's got four syllables, Dr. Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. I would be in no big hurry. I don't.
Yeah,
know, I think
one day.
Baghdad in Egypt right now.
Yeah, definitely.
And I felt so bad because the one time you'd been on the show, we talked the entire hour about you riding a camel, and then you didn't.
Yeah, that was before the chaos happened there. So
right.
Everything looked good. All signs. Yeah.
Crazy. Well. Yeah,
there's a
reason you did not go to Egypt.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking with Laura Cheadle tonight. This is our big Christmas party, everybody. We hope everybody's in the holiday. Yeah, absolutely. We've got the eggnog here. I can't say I've wrapped a damn gift the whole time. I have not done nothing. I am the Grinch. I am absolutely the worst. I think tonight, though, will definitely put me in the holiday spirit, we hope. How could it not?
Yeah.
How could it absolutely?
Yes.
What a gift we have tonight on the show, Laura Cheadle. And we're listening to a brand new Christmas CD. And we need to take a break because I've got all these underwriters that want to support us. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes, everybody. This is Larry Batson, and you've been listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat.
Oh boy, a kitty cat.
Sassy, the kitty cat's yelling.
What, Sassy? It's not a kitty, it's a bobcat? Speaking of cats, do you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats. happens every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters?
It's Bobcat Heavy. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, nuts.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Batson.
Hello, everyone. This is Larry Batson. You are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on this magical network known as Blog Talk Radio. We'll be getting back with Laura Cheadle and having some Christmas fun as we go into the holiday weekend. We want to tell everyone that next week on the program, J.P. Hopsfeldt, a brand new band from Los Angeles, they put out what's called Los Angeles Vintage Rock. Sounds like the rock of the 60s. And it's going to be an exciting program because one of the members of the group happened to be Jerry Steinfeld, and he's a world-renowned photographer who's photographed, gosh, Madonna, the Jackson 5, Red Hot Chili Peppers, U2, endless. And so we're going to have a great introduction and a little rock and roll history and some new music from Los Angeles. We want to tell everyone that tonight's underwriters, we'd like to thank the Cobalt Blue Press Bookstore in historic Knightstown, Indiana. Their shelves are stocked with new, rare, and gently used books. It's a great place for Christmas, everybody, including many hard-to-find children's titles. Whether it's your favorite author or subject, owner Shannon Dawson, you can find her on Facebook and Twitter. She'll try and find any book that you may be looking for. Or visit the store 7 days a week, free coffee, Wi-Fi. It's an outstanding place, folks. Main Street and Jefferson in Knightstown, Indiana. They have also a collection of thousands of antique postcards. I know Dr. Day does collect postcards, so he should go there. The Icebox is also one of our underwriters, an affordable, lightweight, and packable tool where you can actually build. Now, this is a fantastic Christmas gift if you're living in a place where you get lots of snow through the winter. You can build your own igloo. There's a tool to absolutely do that. And our good friend Igloo Ed from Colorado, who goes up into Rocky Mountain National Park, he'll head up there this time of the year and build these tremendous igloos. I'm talking igloos that can sleep 8 people. And they stay up all winter because of the cold weather, and they go up there and they camp in them, have a fine old time. Here's the website. You need to just check them out. It's www.grandshelters.com. And we'd like to thank them for underwriting us this year. Also, iKids Fishing Show. The iKidsFishing.com is the first fishing show in the USA starring kids, teaching kids how to fish. 40 million fishermen spending $45 billion a year. That's a lot of money. The iKids Fishing Show is a keeper. More info at We Want You Cottages at Chautauqua Lake in western New York. Here's that website, www.weewanchu.com. It's one of America's finest fishing resorts. Also, a big thank you to Tire Service Plus and owner Jerry Jones, taking care of America's auto maintenance needs. They keep our animal truck on the road, traveling thousands of miles with our animal ambassadors. Call them at 317-243-0700. And what's so sad, this is our poor animal truck broke. So we're really dealing with that. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'd also like to thank all of our individual underwriters, Harley Gines, Jeannie Harreld, and many, many more. Support the program and keep Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Those are a few of our underwriters that make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio, everybody. Cheadlin, the keyboard mastery. Is that a word, mastery? Papa Cheadle. This is Larry Batson. And talking with Laura Cheadle all the way from her home in New Jersey. And you've made me feel terrible, Laura. You're already ready for Santa Claus, and I feel so inefficient.
You'll get there. You've got a couple of days.
So I know you are a vegan. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So what will be the Christmas dinner for Laura Cheadle?
I'll be having vegan meatballs with some just marinara sauce. And I must say, people who are not vegans love these vegan meatballs. So don't knock it till you try it.
Do you prepare these yourself?
No, because I hate to cook. But I do wash closely so they don't put anything in it.
Well, who makes them? Mama Cheadle?
Papa Cheadle. Papa Cheadle is a very good chef as well.
Oh, he is.
He's a jack of all trades, yes. But, you know, I watch him closely. But you know what? He went vegan, too. So.
Oh, he did?
It's crazy. Yeah, my dad lost 85 pounds.
You know, I think you mentioned that the last time.
He's looking good.
Doing no meat. What does a vegan diet absolutely consist of?
Well, my dad's actually not vegan. He's eating fish still, but a vegan though is no meat, no dairy, no fish. It's an all plant based life. So I eat a lot of tofu, and we can eat many things. A lot of people go, "What do you eat?" There's many, many things you can eat.
You eat like a gorilla.
And, yeah, I am a gorilla. Yep, that's me.
Well, you know, look at them. I mean, they're pretty, they're fairly athletic, fairly muscle-bound, so that proves one thing.
See that? I know, I'm a runner, too, so I must have energy somewhere.
Oh, Lord. So how far do you run every day?
Yeah, every single, 7 days a week I do 9 miles a day.
Nine? Dr. Day, how many miles is that a week?
Too many. I figured out when I was in the service, I ran over 5,000 miles in combat boots.
Yeah.
I don't run anymore.
Oh, I love it. I write songs on the treadmill. It's great. Very good euphoric feeling.
Well, that's what I've heard. People that run, it's kind of, they do it because of the a feeling. It's almost like a drug, I guess.
Absolutely. Yep. It makes you feel so great. I've always loved to run, though, so just I love it.
So do you ever get besieged by fans while you're running?
No. I do not run outside, though, because some men are not very gentlemanlike when you're trying to run outside. Yo, girl! Yeah. I would say, but no, that's not... You can't pick up girls like that. No girls want a man screaming at her.
While she's
kind of
running.
Scary. Yeah,
yeah. Can you write that down, Dr. Day?
Gotcha. I'll make a note of that.
If I like the treadmill.
So you run 9 miles on the treadmill?
Yeah. It's nice.
Lord have mercy.
I always have Tower Power on my iPod or James Brown keep me going.
Yeah.
Recently, I've been listening to Aretha Franklin's Seesaw. It's been getting me. I love that song.
You know, we had on Leon Huff.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. Wow. And I'm thinking of all these songs. Boy from New York City. The Sensuous, Me and Mrs. Jones. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
Lord. Yeah.
And I felt so stupid when I was talking with him because I mentioned he said that he thought your dad had played with Leon.
He played in the Philly International. He was on like the recordings as the keyboard player, in some of the recordings.
Oh, well, Leon asked me. He says, "Well, what's his name?" And I said, "Papa."
James.
I said, I feel so stupid, Mr. Huff. I'm totally apologize, but what an amazing
Well, it's
artist.
My fault. Yeah, definitely.
So my understanding is that you were going to work on a new CD.
Yeah, we are in the studio right now, and I'm really loving it. It's got a really cool vibe. It's a lot of real funky and... I'm really enjoying it. So that's going to be coming out I always say a year, but I always leave you it shorter than a year. So stay tuned.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we can plan on a return visit with Laura Cheadle in about a year when this thing comes out, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You heard that, Dr. Day. Did you record that? Make sure that's noted.
I'll know the next time.
Because I'm telling you right now, when she's doing the gardens and Radio City, we won't hear from Laura Cheadle no more.
She'll be back. She loves
us. I know that's not so. We're listening to the brand new CD by Laura that you can order on lauracheadle.com, a brand new Christmas CD. Pretty darn good. I mean, it's a complete...
It's amazing.
Oh, it is amazing. Here's something else on Larry Batson's Wild World.
Time is a hurry. Only night. All is gone, and all is right. Round yonder, dear mother.
I think Laura just hit a note that broke my wine glass.
Just beautiful.
Oh, my Lord. The sounds of Laura Cheadle, a brand new Christmas CD, which is available on lauracheadle.com. Do you have a favorite Christmas you remember as a child, Laura?
Yeah, every Christmas is so exciting. I think, I think the kid keeps saying, the year I got that Barbie car, I'll tell you what. That was the most exciting thing in the world. Then one year I got a party kitchen, and I cried because it wasn't real food. So I cried at that. I remember that. It was memorable.
Yeah.
I want real food because I had all the fake food. It was always fun. My parents were so much fun. It was always so much fun. It's still fun.
Well, it's such a special time of the year, and I think one of my favorite Christmases I remember, gosh, when I was just a youngster, my Uncle Ed hadn't seen in years and years and years, and he shows up about half inebriated. It was one of the most entertaining Christmases I can recall in my entire childhood.
I'm sure.
And I think the best part of it all was is the embarrassment by my mother.
Sounds fun.
Oh yeah, it absolutely was. I mean, it was a special evening. But do you remember a special Christmas, Dr. Day?
Yeah, they're all special. Our family routine is we've done it since the beginning of time. We all line up in order of age and come down the stairs.
Oh.
And we have vintage footage for 50 years, something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But the good thing is you get to see all the changes from the kids and the adults as we go through the years.
Oh, that's disgusting. That's better than my poor drunken uncle, I have to say. We're celebrating Christmas tonight with Laura Cheadle on her brand new Christmas CD, which you can order at lauracheadle.com. That really wasn't true about my uncle, because he's probably listening tonight. That was. I just made that up. I am so sorry. And we're going to hear just a little bit more from our new CD on Larry Batson's Wild World. Happy holidays, everybody.
Let's get together for Christmas. Let's get together and party. Let's get together for Christmas.
Cheadle.com, and I'm sure now Dr. Henry Day is comatose in his Wild World News studios
That young lady got a lot of soul.
She certainly does. And she's funky, too. Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, this is this holiday season each year gets more special and more special. And, you know, definitely tonight I've been putting the Christmas spirit, thanks to Gloria Cheadle. And,
yeah.
Woo! Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a great CD. I mean, I should order one. I think I will.
Yeah.
and me one for Christmas, too.
Is that what you want for Christmas,
yeah.
Dr.
Please.
Dan? Oh. So what does Laura Cheadle want for the... what would Laura Cheadle like Santa Claus to bring her?
I want an iPod Touch. I know I should have an iPhone, but I don't have one, so I'll settle for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Santa got it for me. I'm pretty sure. A new guitar, which I'm pretty sure Santa got me as well.
Oh, particular type.
Yeah, so that was my two ones. And a vegan purse, which I think I got. And for those of you who are like, what is she talking about? A vegan purse doesn't have leather, so.
Oh, that makes sense. So what kind of guitar does Laura Cheadle want?
Well, it's a Baby Martin. And I'm pretty sure that I got it.
My
goodness. Because I already have a Baby Dean. I like the miniature one, so.
Oh, you do?
That's my favorite. Yeah. I play all the little mini guitars because it's easier for me to dance and have them on me while I'm on stage. So I have to have my whole collection.
Dr. Day's envisioning that right now.
If Laura ever gets close enough for us to see her, I'm going to be on the front row like a 12-year-old Justin Bieber fan jumping up and down.
Yes.
No,
I'm
telling
like Larry, you got to get me there.
Oh,
Larry can just book me.
I would be there with bells on, without a doubt.
All right.
So, and I know if you're going to do a Midwestern tour, Indianapolis would have to be a stop because we have several venues. And spectacular places for you to play. So it would be wonderful. And, of course, if you hit the state of Ohio, our good folks Melissa Hovey and Wayne Larson would have to attend. And I'm sure Ohio would have to be part of your itinerary, I would think.
Absolutely.
Cleveland, Akron, Dayton, Columbus, lots of great cities. And it's a great music state. As well as Indiana, home of John Cougar Mellencamp. And you know what we heard today? You know, we're all upset here in Indiana because we have the Super Bowl in 46 days, I think it is, and everybody's all mad because Madonna is going to be the halftime entertainment. Of course, my vote was for the Wiggles, but nobody.
I was once on a magazine cover with the Wiggles.
You were?
That was fun. Yeah, I still have it. It's hilarious.
How old were you?
This is a couple of years. This is
recently.
3 years ago. Yeah.
Oh my lord.
3 years ago, it was like a picture of me, and then there was a picture of the Wiggles. So it was like on the same cover. It was hilarious.
That
the Wiggles.
You know, my baboon would be envious because our baby baboon watches the Wiggles. Yes, and the other day we asked her if she would like to go outside, and she was so upset because the Wiggles were still on. That's the absolute truth. I need to get the Wiggles as a better writer. But it was the funniest thing. So now we've learned something else, Dr. Day. Laura Cheadle has been on a magazine cover with the Wiggles.
Well, that's pretty cool.
The Wiggles.
That's very cool. Absolutely. We love the Wiggles. So you're going to stay by the home side and do the Christmas thing at home, I assume.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those are the best. I always, when Mom and Dad said they wanted to go travel for Christmas, I always thought, no, it's always more fun at home. And I'll be
absolutely.
And I'll be staying home with my wife and the rest of the menagerie. So we've got that to look forward to. It should be fun. We're talking with Laura Cheadle. We want to play one more cut from this brand-new Christmas CD. Don't we want to hear that, Dr. Day?
Please.
Oh, yes. Laura Cheadle on Larry Batson's Wild World.
Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane. Mixing and blitzing all his reindeer. Pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing. Children singing. Oh, he's merry. Your prayers, cause Santa Claus, you know he comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag filled with toys. Boys and girls again. Here's a sleigh bell, jingle jangle. Oh yeah, what a beautiful sign. So jump in there and cover your head. Santa Claus, here comes.
Cheadle. My Lord, I've never heard that song quite interpreted that way before.
Yeah, there's actually a brand new another new version of that from 2 weeks ago that I'm giving away a free download. So everyone can download the live version of Here Comes Santa Claus at, live in Philly at lauracheadle.com. Just go and click download on the music player.
What a special Christmas present for all of our listeners.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my goodness, gosh. Well, it's been a delight, as always, to have you on tonight. What a great way to have our special holiday show. And I got the CD, and I thought, man, this is just fantastic. We need to do that. And, Laura, we're so thrilled you had the time to join us tonight and be on our show, even though you knew Dr.
Thank you so
David.
Much for having me.
Oh, I know. It was a dandy, wasn't it, Dr. Day? That's a stupid question.
All I can say is, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Day.
I figured he'd say a lot more than that. So we'll be looking for Laura on her national tour, and which will go international, and we'll be quite excited about that. And one of her venues is in Indiana or close by, Illinois,
yeah.
Ohio. We might go on a safari to go see Laura Cheadle live.
Oh,
I know
we will. We
yeah.
will be there.
Yeah, we'll absolutely will be. We want to wish everyone Merry Christmas, Wayne and Melissa, and thank you once again all the hard work you've done for us this year.
Well, Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
As always, a masterful job. Also, Merry Christmas, Dr. Day.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Batson.
And a big Merry Christmas to our very special guest tonight, Laura Cheadle. I hope it's a wonderful holiday for you, Laura, and give your family our best. And as always, as I always say this, we'll do this again.
Yes. Merry Christmas, everybody. So glad to be on the show.
Oh, it was wonderful. Next week, yes, Dr. Day?
Wow.
Yeah, I knew what you were saying. J.P. Hopsfeld. Dr. Day will be in a coma from now till about Monday of next week after tonight's show. I've already realized that. Want to thank all of our underwriters. Have a great holiday, everybody, and hello, Santa. We'll be waiting your arrival Christmas Eve. This is Larry Batson, and you have been listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Happy holidays.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. Sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Larry Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.